It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kim.
For our weekly catch up with Te Pāti Māori, I also spoke to Mariameno Kapakingi about the Waitangi Tribunal's interim report on the Treaty Principles Bill. I also spoke to her about the development of a cultural space, which has the same attributes of a marae in Sydney, Australia, which has faced backlash by the Indigenous Australian group Duragnura over concerns the space has not received adequate consent to build on native land. The Waitangi Tribunal has called for the Treaty Principles Bill to be scrapped in an interim report heavily criticising the proposal. What policies are in the bill that would result in such a response from the Tribunal?
Well, I guess in really plain language, the position, the policy, the idea is that to reduce the significance, to reduce the importance and to reduce the founding conditions that in which this country was is set on, right? And so by consent, by the way, as opposed to being conquered, to reduce it in any form, Joel, is about how they think about Māori, how they think about Te Tiiti Partner, and how they believe that it should not play the significance that it does. So that's the policy, that's the mindset, that's the attitude, that's the arrogance of it, Joel, sadly.
The Waitangi Tribunal has made four recommendations, including completely disregarding the bill, the Crown should comprise a Cabinet Māori Crown Relations Committee, overseeing Crown relations and Te Tiriti policies, the Treaty Clause Review policy to be put on hold while the policy is reconceptualised with engagement with Māori, and the Crown to reconsider a process of partnership with Māori to rectify the harm done to Māori-Crown relations and to restore confidence in the Crown. Does Te Pāti Māori back these recommendations, or does the party recommend other changes?
At the least, we fully support the recommendations. This is a body of Māori leaders that have assessed it thoroughly, line by line, literally. They're legal Māori minds. They know what they're looking at and they know how to define and therefore provide solution, right? So absolutely. We back it because they're right. You know what I mean? They're on the right side of the ledger, I guess, and they are and they know what they're talking about. From our point of view, as Pāti Māori, we support it, and we just continue to, because we know what our whānau are thinking, Joel. That's the connection. So there's a legal body. It's the tribunal. It does all that analysis into all of that work, but we know on the ground that our whānau are also thinking the same. Actually, the same. They recognise, many of our whānau are recognised that Te Tiiti o Waitangi, Te Whakaputanga, that they are serious documents, that they are serious agreements that were agreed to some while ago, right? So there is the connection. It isn't just a body or an analysis or recommendations that are completely separate from people. Because as you'll see in one of them, it talks about sitting down and having genuine and real conversation with whānau and hapū. And so, of course we support it.
And the proposed construction of a cultural centre, which has the characteristics of a marae in Sydney, Australia, has been facing backlash by the Indigenous Australian group Duragnura over the construction being on tribal land without adequate consent to build there. What are Te Pāti Māori's thoughts on this?
You know, one of the dangers, I think, is not knowing enough of the detail and the background to really say for sure what it means. Our whānau, there are many, many of our whānau that live there and have lived there for many years, my siblings included. So they have mokopuna and grand mokopuna that live there. So a place in a space where they can feel secure in their own tikanga is, of course, a good idea. But I also think that it needs to be really in connection with and obviously consultation with the whānau, tangata whenua, of that whenua.
Does Te Pāti Māori believe that the development of the cultural centre should still be undertaken if proper consent is received?
Well, of course, and I think it just comes off my previous answer. Wherever we move in the world, particularly Māori, we've, you know, been connected to our own in our own settings with our own tikanga, our own rules and regulations, is always a good thing. It makes for, for good a good life or good healthy lifestyle. If you're not living at home and you need to have that cultural centre or marae even, those things must be discussed deeply and take the time. It needs to take the time to ensure that when it gets to that point, that everybody supports it, particularly the mana whenua of that whenua.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Mariameno Kapakingi on the Waitangi Tribunal's interim report on the Tree Principles Bill and the development of a controversial cultural space which shares the same attributes of a marae in Sydney, Australia. Text us in on 5395 any of your thoughts on any of these pieces, or give us a call in the studio on 309 3879. We'll be right back. Keep it on the B.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.